कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्. We are discussing the 1000 names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. We are discussing the Namas where Devi's real form or real nature of Nirgunam, formless. Devi's form, real form, which is formless, that is being explained. So Nirguna, what can we say? Nirguna Varnana, or explanation or description of Devi as Nirguna Brahman, is being made. So along with that, what will be the fruit, the real fruit that a person gets out of Nirguna Upasana, as well as a person who worships Devi, just remembering Devi as Nirguna Brahman with a form, such a person also will gain the benefit of Nirgunam, or worshipping Nirguna Brahman. So Saguna Upasana is also fine, as Krishna says, Klesho Digataraspesham Avyakta Sakta Chetasam Avyakta Higatir Dukkam Deha Vadbir Avapyate. For many people, Deham, who consider themselves as embodied, it's not easy, it's not possible to worship the formless. Therefore, they have to worship a particular form. They have to remember a particular form and then worship it. So when they are worshipping a form, even when they are worshipping a form, it is fine. Because many people cannot worship the formless, they need a form. So it is fine to worship with a form, but we have to remember that the goal is Nirguna Brahman. So that is the only condition in Saguna Upasana. And when in such Upasana, where the person doing the Upasana, he merges onto the goal, he merges onto that particular form or that formless entity, remembering the formless entity, he merges into the form, he will merge into the formless, that is Mayaveshita Chetasam, Mayaveshita Chetasam, or one whose mind has entered onto Ishvara, entered onto Saguna Brahman, but remembering that the Saguna Brahman is Nirguna Brahman, which means he will in fact merge onto Nirguna Brahman. And for such people, the transition from Sagunam to Nirgunam, Ishvara himself will take care. Tesham aham samudharta amrtya samsara sagarat. I'll be the savior, as Krishna says. I'll be the savior for them, in making them cross over the ocean of samsara, and nachirat, not chiram, not in a long period of time, but immediately or instantly, I'll be their savior. That's what Krishna says. So that is what Krishna says in Gita. So Saguna Upasana is also fine, but we have to remember as to what is Nirguna, or whatever we are worshipping as Sagunam is in fact really Nirgunam. And just remembering that is enough, and Nirguna Upasana is nothing but pervading. When a form is pervaded throughout the entire world, when a form is seen as the entire world, when the entire world is known as one entity, as just mere names and forms in one entity, that is Nirguna Upasana. Such a person will get the benefit, whatever has been explained. Nirbhava and Bhavanashini, a person who knows that Devi is Nirbhava, Devi is not in samsaram, Devi doesn't have any birth, because Ajam Adopi Sannavyayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropi Sannajaha. Krishna uses that word in many places in Gita. So Ajam means without any birth. And if we worship Devi as without any birth, that Devi is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, therefore Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha. We will also be, or we will go beyond Bhavam, we will go beyond samsaram, we will go beyond birth, death. That is what is explained as Bhavanashini. Devi becomes Bhavanashini for such people. So we will see. So whether it is saguna upasana that a person does or nirguna upasana, it doesn't really matter. But it does matter that we remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. That means Devi's real nature as Nirguna Brahman, that Brahman who pervades the entire world, that Brahman who is the substratum of the illusory world, that Brahman who alone exists here, in order for us to get the benefit of moksha or anandam. So we will see the next 10 namas today, starting from 176th nama till the 185th nama. So these also are speaking about Nirgunam, Nirguna aspect of Devi. So the next nama is Om Nirvikalpayai Namaha. So Nirvikalpam, Vikalpam, Vikalpam means modifications of the mind are called Vikalpam. So that's why Sankalpa Vikalpatmakam Manaha. Kalpana or just a thought, Sankalpam pro, Vikalpam con. So Vikalpam means just modification. Devi is without modifications. We know that Devi is Ajam because Devi is Nirbhava. She who is Nirbhava or Brahman which is Nirbhavam, without birth, who is without Janma Maranam, which means without any change as well, Parinamam as well, is not possible. Therefore Nirvikalpa, no Vikalpas are possible in Devi. No Vikalpas are possible for Devi. So we can ask, oh, if no Vikalpas are possible in Devi, then why do I feel that I am changing to I am in nature Devi? That is because, as Shankara says, it is Adhyasam. I am not changing. The body is changing. The world is changing. And the changing world is superimposed on me. Therefore, I think I am changing. And because of this Adhyasam, it creates a notion of Aham and Mama, which we learned earlier, that Devi will remove Mamata if we worship Devi. But Aham and Mama come, therefore we think we are changing, people around us are changing, we have to take care of people around us, we have to do things, it's like the lizard. So two lizards, Amma gives the story of two lizards were in a room. One of the lizards was hanging onto the wall for the entire day. So at the end of the day, the second lizard who roamed around, he came back and he asked, why are you just staying here? Come on, come out. We can enjoy scenery. We can go out and roam. What is the point of just staying here? So the first lizard said, what? Don't you see what I am doing? The second lizard said, no, I don't. So the first lizard said, oh, I am supporting this the ceiling. If I move away, the ceiling will fall down. So that is how things are in the world. We think we can do quite a lot of things. We think we will do quite a lot of things. But nothing is in our hands. We cannot. The world is not in our hands because the world is without any essence. So in Atma Vidya Vilasam, one of the work of Sadashiva Brahmendra, so he says there that Jagat Akilam Idam Asaram. Mayikameveti manasi manvanaha. What is the view of a atmajnani, a person who is always atma vidya vilasam, one who is enjoying in atma vidya? What is the fruit of atma vidya? Anandam, one who is rejoicing in anandam. That is jagat akilam, the entire world, idam, this entire world, asaram. Asaram means without much essence. It's of no use. It's just is there. That's it. There's no saram means that which is essence, which has essence, which means which is real, which has purpose in life. But here it has no purpose. Why? Because maikam eva. It is maikam. It is just a creation. Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam prang nirvikalpam punaha maya kalpita. Deshakala kalana vaichitri chitri kritam maya viva vijrambayati api mahayogiva yasvechaya tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam shri dakshinamurtaye. Shankara says in Dakshinamurti Ashtakam that this world is like a maya viva api vijrambayati mahayogiva. So mayavi, like a mayavi, creates things. Like PC Sarkar or whoever, I don't know the exact name, like the magician who in for a moment he vanished, like he made the Taj Mahal vanish. So similarly, so it is that Balakrishna Nair once says that there was a time when, like in the Tirunal, Swadi Tirunal and other people, the Rajas in Kerala, they were in the Darbar, and then a magician came and then he created a magic, such a magic that the entire kingdom was underwater, flood. So the king, everybody became afraid for a second. And then after one or two seconds, he made it disappear, and they realized that it is just an illusion. Similarly, so, and any person, any yogi, a person who does a lot of sadhana, yogic sadhana, he will be able to get these siddhis, and he will be able to experience and know that, oh, this is nothing. So maya. And if we have to experience, if we have to, if we really want to experience the state or that state wherein we know that the world is an illusion, we just need to put our minds into Brahman. We just need to focus our mind and enter into a state of meditation. The more and more our meditation becomes intense, the mind becomes concentrated, focused, we will be able to experience momentarily. Rabindranath Tagore, his poem of Reminiscence, that is about that state, like where he felt that the entire world is merging onto him, and he becomes the entire world. That's how he felt. So many people, Swami Vivekananda, when Ramakrishna Paramahamsa touched his head, Swami Vivekananda also felt, and at a later point of time, he could feel that everything is just one entity working. So they could feel the illusory nature of this world. They could feel. So it is Maikam. Maikam eva, it is just a magical creation that which exists. Iti manasi manvanaha, in their mind, they always have it. So if we know that this world is an illusion, there is no scope for aham and mama. Even then, after knowing that, oh maya, but still we are not able to conquer, our mind is not that strong to conquer or get away from the world, or get away from the bondage of the world, then we just need to surrender onto Ishvara. We just need to surrender. If we cannot do one, if we cannot follow full jnanam, that oh, this is, everything is only an illusion, if we are not able to follow that, then at least remember that this maya, devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya, mama maya, this maya is under the control of Ishvara. So worship that devi who is in control of maya, worship that devi and say to that devi, oh devi, I am not able to apprehend that the world is an illusion, please guide me, and have that surrender, complete surrender. When that complete surrender is there, we don't need to remember. We just need to remember. We may not be convinced about the illusory nature of the world, but Devi will take us. So, Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Those who prapatti, complete surrender, those who completely surrender unto me, they cross this maya, because I am the owner of the maya. If we want to get away from the magic of a person, then we just need to surrender unto the magician and he will remove the magic. Similarly, if we have to get out of the clutches of the illusion of world, we just need to surrender unto Ishvara. In both cases, in one case you know that there is, the world is an illusion, therefore you get rid of aham and mama. In the other case, you are not able to do it yourself, you just surrender unto Ishvara. And when you have that surrender, you won't be bothered about aham and mama, because everything will be taken care of Ishvara. But in both cases, aham, mama, getting rid of those are required. If we don't get rid of those, aham and mama, then we will be able worrying about what to do, whom to help, when to help, where to help, all those will come. Finally, we will not be able to help. Even if we help, we will be led to a state where people will only blame us, because contentment or santosham is possible only through atmajnanam. We are not imparting atmajnanam, we are trying to help out people. Such help will lead nowhere. Oh, shouldn't I help my forefathers? We don't need to help any forefathers, because everybody, as Yajnavalkya says, The self is loved, or everybody is loved for the sake of the self. The self's love is the greatest love. So when it comes to choosing between oneself and others, person will choose oneself. So there is no point. It is all an illusion. If it is an illusion, what does it matter how to, whether we help or not? Try as much as we can help. If it goes beyond limit, oh, I am not able to help now, then oh, Amma, take care. Oh, Devi, take care. That is what we should do. So, Adhyasam, getting rid of Adhyasam is Apavadam. I am not this, I am not this. The easy way to do I am not this is complete surrender onto the truth. That is the easy way. If we do that, Nirvikalpa, we will also become Nirvikalpam. When we become Nirvikalpam without any modulation, without any modification, without any change, then we will also be blissful. So the next nama is Om Nirabhadaye Namaha. So Nirabhada. So Devi. Devi is Nirvikalpam, changeless. Changeless means that which is not bound by anything, that which is not limited. We already learned limit. Devi is not limited because Nirupadaye Namaha. Devi is not limited. Devi is not limited means nothing obstructs Devi as well. Devi is changeless, therefore nothing obstructs her, which means Nirabhada. So Bhadam. Bhadam means an obstacle. There is no obstacle for Devi. Nothing can obstruct or stop Devi because Devi is always there. Oh, if Devi is always there, then why don't I feel it? We are closing our eyes and saying, oh, I don't see the laptop in front of me. It's because we are closing the eyes. So we are the problem creator, as Vidyaranya says, Arha Sarvasya Jeevasya Bandhakrat Manasam Jagat. It is the mental world that we create, which is sadhakam abadhakam, is what Vidyaranya says about Ishvara's creation. As Amma says the same thing, that Ishvara's creation is blissful because Ishvara is bliss. But we are not able to do that. We create an impression of that in our mind, and thereby our notions creep in and it becomes sorrowful. So nothing can obstruct Devi, nothing can, or nothing is really obstructing, because even when we are in sorrow, we are suffering, that I, that Puranam, that I is always there. It is Sakshad Atmarupena Bhati. Hi Aham Aham, it is Sakshad Atmarupena Bhati. Ramana Maharshi says, it is always shining. Hridaya Kuhara Madhye Kevalam Brahma Matram. Hi Aham Aham, it is Sakshad Atmarupena Bhati. It is always shining. It is there. We are not able to see it. That's also because, like many people, Western philosophers have said, we see what we want to see. So that is the reason why we are not able to see that. But there is no obstacle. So if we worship Devi, Bhadam, if we have obstacles in the spiritual path, all that will immediately vanish. So it is like Padmapada, the story of Padmapada. When Shankara called him from the other side of other bank of the river, called out to Padmapada, he came running. He didn't notice even the water or the river. So wherever he placed his feet, a flower came onto that place, supporting his walking across the river. So that means obstacles. He had the obstacle of river, but the surrender onto Shankara, the complete surrender onto Shankara, converted those obstacles. The obstacle of river was converted into a pathway of lotus. So that is what will happen if we worship Devi, if we just remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya and Devi is Brahman. We remember Devi always, that, oh Devi, I know that Jagat is Mithya, but I am not able to follow it now. Therefore, let me completely surrender on to you. That surrender is there on to that truth which is the substratum of the illusory world, Mithya Jagat Adhishthana. Then we will, all bhadam or all obstacles will immediately vanish. So the next nama is Om Nirbhedaye Namaha. Nirbheda. So Nirbheda means Bhedam. There is no Bhedam in Devi. So Devi doesn't have obstacle, Devi doesn't have change, Devi doesn't have any difference, because difference, if change is not there, then there is no difference. It is differences, either internal or external. We know that Sajatiya Vijatiya Sviya Bheda Niragrate Namaha is one of the Nama of Amma. The 108 Namas of Amma, one of the Nama is Om Sajatiya Vijatiya Sviya Bheda Niragrate Namaha. Amma is beyond all these Bhedam. She will take us beyond all these Bhedam. Sajatiyam Bhedam between similar entities, entities of the same group. A book is different from another book. A tree is different from another tree. Vijatiya Bhedam. Vijatiya. Vijatiya means Sajatiya means Samajatiya. Vijatiya means Vigata Jatiya. Not Vigatam, but it means different. So different species, we can say. So a book is different from a tree. A tree is different from a stone. So that is Vijatiya Bhedam. Sviya or Swagata Bhedam. Swagata Bhedam is internal differences. Like a book has pages. A book has the title page. A book has the straps or binding. A tree has leaves. A tree has branches. So parts, internal parts. All these Vedam are not there in Brahman, not there in Devi. So there is no Swagata Bhedam in Devi, because we already know Devi is partless. Nishkala. Devi is with partless. We know already know that. Therefore, there is no internal Bhedam. Sajatiya Bhedam is also not there, because there is nothing like Devi. Devi alone exists. There is nothing like Devi. So another Nama which we will learn today will say that Nistula. So Nistula e Namaha, 184th Nama says Nistula. Tula means Tulanam, comparison. So Nistula, comparison is not possible for Devi, because Devi is one of her type. Devi is one entity alone. There is nothing similar to Devi. Therefore, Sajatiyam is not possible. Vijatiyam is also not possible, because Devi is Advitiya Vastu. There is nothing apart from Devi. Therefore, there is no Vijatiya Bhedam as well. Because of these reasons, no Bhedam is there in Devi. It is this Bhedam, internal Bhedam. When we think our the mind, the bad, when we think about the mind, when we have association with the mind or the body, the parts affect us. The parts are subject to change, that affects us. So Sajatiya Bhedam, with respect, that is with respect to the body and mind, is what we discussed. And with respect to Sajatiyam and Vijatiyam is with respect to the external world, with respect to people and things around us. So all that is because of Bhedam. It is Bhedam which causes all troubles. So Devi is Nirbheda. So Devi is without any Bhedam. And when we worship Devi, such a Devi who is without any Bhedam, Om Bhedanashinyai Namaha. Bhedanashinyai. Devi becomes remover of all differences. Remover of all differences means Devi removes all sorrow. Devi removes all suffering, which are sorrow and suffering. All those dukkham comes out of Bhedam, Bheda Buddhi. Devi removes all that. Bheda Nashini. Devi removes all Bhedam. The next Nama is Om Nirnashaye Namaha. Nirnasha. So Bhedam, we learned about Vikalpam. And yesterday we learned about Bhava or creation. So next will be creation, should end creation, then change came. So next would be destruction. So Nasham is impossible for Devi. Nirnasha. So Nirnasha means Devi has no Nasham. Devi cannot be destroyed. Devi is that Chit which is Sat in nature. That which is Sat in nature cannot be destroyed. There is no way of destroying it. Even if we assume that there is some destruction, then there should be a witness to that destruction. That witness will be the Sat, which means Sat is not destroyed. So Chit can never be destroyed. It is always there, therefore it can never be destroyed. And if we worship such a Devi who is Nirnasha, a Devi who is without any destruction. Without any destruction is also simple to understand it, because Devi is without any Janmam and Parinamam. which means she has to be without nasham as well. So if we worship such a Devi who is without any nasham, without any death, that means Om Mrityu Matanyai Namaha. So Devi will take us away from Mrityu or death. So death is also in the form of fear. So fear, we know, dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. Bhayam comes out of dvitiyam. When there is no bhedam in Devi, when Devi removes bhedam, then there is no dvitiyam, therefore there is no bhayam. When there is no bhayam, there is no death. So death with respect to bhayam, death with respect to non-existence, both are not there, because Devi always exists, Devi alone exists. And that is the reason why there cannot be any, or Devi will take us beyond Mrityu. So Mrityu or death is something which everybody fears. So irrespective of whether it is a learned person, learned pandit or learned scholar, learned pandit or learned scholar, or let it an ignorant person, rich person or poor person, everybody fears death because death awaits none. So that's the reason why Shankara also says in Bhajagovind, in the starting itself, that Kalam is waiting, therefore Dukkrin Karane Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukkrin Karane. And grammar or grammatical rules will not help. Get surrender onto Ishvara. Contemplate on Ishvara, do Nididhyasanam. So that will alone save us. So Kalam or death awaits nobody. So everybody wants to evade death, but death awaits nobody except Sat, except Chit, except Devi, except Brahman. So if we worship that Brahman, then Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha, we are that Brahman. If we are that Brahman, you know, how can we have death? We cannot have any death, which means we will go beyond death. So that is what is meant here. That Mrityu Matanyai Namaha means a person who worships Devi will go beyond Maranam. Go beyond Maranam means he will go beyond Dukkham. That means he will get Anandam. That Anandam which we are really seeking, that Anandam which is the goal of life, that Anandam which alone can make us satisfied, which can make us content, which can make us happy at all times. So that is what is required, and that is through contemplation, through Nididhyasanam. Through Nididhyasanam or surrender, both are same. Both will surrender will lead to Nididhyasanam. It is the same. So always contemplating, remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, and surrendering onto that Brahman, that Advitiya Vastu, that Brahman who alone is present here, that Brahman who is described in Lalita Sahasranama as Devi, that will take us beyond Maranam, which means that will take us beyond Dukkham and make us ever rejoice. As Shankara says, Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva, such a person will ever rejoice. And as Sadashiva Brahmendra says, Hrishyati Hrishyati Ananda Nirbharo Yogi. A yogi knows that the world is an illusion. Na Atmani, Na Atmani Maya, Na Atmani Kinchit Maya, Tatkaryam Vasti Nirmal, Vastuto Nirmale. Iti, I forgot, Iti something Nishchita Van. So Iti Nishchita Van, after confirming what, after becoming convinced, convinced of what? Na Atmani, Atmani, in the Atman, Na Kinchit Maya, there is no Maya possible in the Atman. Tatkaryam Va, Maya or its effect of the world is not there in Brahman, is not there in Brahman which is my Atman. So in my Atman nothing is possible, therefore, why? Because Vastuto Nirmale, because really in the Atman Vastutaha, really Nirmalam, that which is without any impurity, the impurity of Maya or the world cannot be there. And since it cannot be there, Iti Nishchitavan, after being convinced of that, Hrishyati, Hrishyati, he becomes very happy, always happy, happy or pleased in Anandam, Ananda Nirbharaha. So Hrishyati Ananda Nirbharaha, he is He enjoys in Anandam, he rejoices in Anandam. Such a yogi is what Atma Vidya Vilasam says. So it is the same thing that Gita, Krishna says in Gita, that a person, Brahmanyadaya Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Dhananjaya, Lipyate Nasa Papena Patma Patramivambasa. So a person who has surrendered onto Brahman or Ishvara, such a person, he will live in the world knowing that there is no affliction onto him. He will live in the world amidst troubles and he will not be troubled at all. He will live in the sorrowful world. He will live in the world where bomb blasts and other things are very common. So Ahmedabad bomb blast, last 2 days have been bomb blasts in Ahmedabad and Bangalore, as well as in some place nearby to Iraq, all those areas. So there have been, and there was a quake, earthquake in Southern California, where 10 or 20 people or more than that people died and some people were injured. So amidst all these troubles, amidst all these natural calamities and man-made calamities, amidst all this trouble, all these sorrows, such a person will be blissful like the lotus leaf, which is in water but it is not wet by water at all. So if we remember that, so if we just get some surrender, if we remember Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya and surrender onto Devi as described in Lalita Sahasranama, that Devi who pervades the entire world, then we will also be able to be blissful at all times. We'll continue with the next namas. Today we have, I said we will learn 10 namas, but it's fine. It's a logical stop at 181. Because 180 means Nirnasha, and 181 is the phalam of Nirnasha, worshipping Nirnasha, which is Mrityu Madani. A person who worships Devi without Nasham will himself be taken beyond death. Devi will remove death for him. So that is a logical stop there. So we'll continue the next 4 namas in the next day. Namaskar.